USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new study from the Centers for Disease Control says that schools can reopen as soon as possible, as long as certain precautions are taken. The study, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Tuesday, said that schools that reopened in the fall were not the sources of COVID outbreaks that were initially feared. The CDC says that students should return to in-person learning if measures like wearing masks, keeping social distance, and limiting indoor activities with higher risks, like indoor sports practices and competitions, are kept in place. Police in Portland, Oregon, say that a man intended to injure and kill when he drove into several people on Monday. Police don't believe the multiple hit-and-run crashes were an act of terrorism or politically motivated. A 77-year-old woman was killed and nine others were injured when the driver hit several pedestrians with his car in a southeast Portland neighborhood. Police have not released the name of the suspect and are waiting for test results to see if alcohol or drugs were a factor. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
One of President Biden's executive orders last week sought to rejoin the World Health Organization. That is, scientists from the WHO have finally been allowed into Wuhan, China, to investigate the origins of COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Fox News that he believes that the U.S. needs to be part of the WHO, despite flaws inside that organization.
Certainly, the WHO needs to have some reforms. There's no doubt about that. But when you're dealing with a global pandemic, you need a global organization to coordinate. You have to be part of the global community. If you're not involved with the WHO, which interacts with all the countries, even with all its flaws, which it does have, the better part of really what we should be doing is joining back with them. We should put their feet to the fire about getting reforms. But to be completely out of that circuit, I don't think is productive when you're dealing with a global pandemic.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Senate was sworn in Tuesday as jurors in the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, set to begin in February. During proceedings, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul wrote a point of order to table the trial, arguing that the Senate did not have the constitutional power to try a former president. That measure was voted down 55-45, with five Republicans voting with all Democrats to continue the proceedings. Despite the defeat of his measure, Paul tells Newsmax TV that it shows there are not the votes to convict President Trump.
Well, the impeachment is dead. It's dead on arrival. It takes 67 votes. The Democrats could only muster 55 votes, 50 Democrats and five Republicans who decided to vote with the Democrats, but they don't have nearly enough. And the thing is that this divides the country. It doesn't unify anything. So Biden either means that he wants to unify the country or he's just playing games with us. But, you know, if Biden had wanted to rise above this, if he really wanted to be a statesman, he could have said, you know, many Democrats want this, but I think we should just move on and let the country heal. And you know what? His numbers would have probably gone up 10 points the day he did that. But instead, they've chosen to beat this. And I think it's a terrible thing that they're doing to the country.
And the first private space crew is headed to the International Space Station. Three men will pay $55 million each to spend 8 days aboard the space station, taking the ride up on a SpaceX rocket. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.